Well, the market actually started off strong at the tail end of our import season. It was very strong. And then we had some weather-related problems, Gary, and what happened is with the cold weather, it actually required some of our growers, especially in Florida and South Florida, to replant. And then what happened is all the production, like in Georgia, normally there's a lag period, so it's a nice orderly process. This year there wasn't such a nice orderly process, so we ended up having three or four major watermelon growing regions come on all at once, which had an effect on supply, and therefore we had problems with the price.
When you look at a quick turnaround crop like watermelons and you factor in a lot of changes in agriculture in the deep Southeast, any ideas yet in terms of what caused that huge fluctuation going into this season?
Well, we know that in Georgia, as an example, Georgia's previous four-year average this year for the month of June, we were actually about 114 million pounds more than what we were on the previous four-year average. And part of that is that there were some peanut growers that actually, instead of planting peanuts, they planted watermelons, and that caused an overabundance of supply in Georgia, which is typically, if not the largest watermelon-producing state in the country, right up there with Florida and Texas.
How do y'all plan to deal with those kind of things going forward? Obviously, it's food for thought when you go through a season like this to how you get ready for next season to see if the same thing may happen, eh?
It's always tough to predict. As you said, it's a 90-day crop, and sometimes it's right on top of you before you know what the problem is. We hope that we don't have another situation like that, but I'm going to have Gordon Hunt, our Director of Marketing Communications, talk to you here in a few minutes, and he'll give you some more insight in terms of what we're going to do. Hopefully, again, we won't have another year like we had. And I also want to emphasize that, again, the market started off strong in May when the supplies were down, and then as we hit the 4th of July, when everything came on at once, that did depress the market, but it's a fast-changing, everyday business. And so right now, as we speak, we're in early July, it appears that the market's getting stronger, which is very good news. Doesn't help the guys that didn't make money during the glut period of time, but hopefully we'll end the season on a higher note. And that appears to be what might be the case. I wish I had a crystal ball and I could, predict that.
There's a lot of farmers always say that every season, you know. What am I not asking from your perspective that you'd like to add for the producer audience out there?
Well, just that if you're not familiar with the National Watermelon Promotion Board, if you're maybe some of the peanut growers that just got into the watermelon business, please give us a call or send a message to our website or email, watermelon.org.